Bishusa Abnevensel. So we have a Siyum in 301. Aiki has a Siyum. Baruch Hashem is working hard in Mishnayos. It's very good to learn Torah, that's for sure. And it's very good to start learning Mishnayos every single day. You learn a few Mishnayos every day, and you're going to finish, start covering ground. If you start something and don't stop, Rav Shai Shlita always says, you're going to finish. You have to start, and every day, a few Mishnayos a day, Bez Hashem, you can accomplish a great thing.
Right, so I'm making a Siyum on Seder Moed, and ending off with Chagiga. This is just from some background for this Mishnah. It's talking about how you have to, how the Kalim and the Beit HaMikdash become Tameh after Chagim, because the Amaretz that use the Kalim in the Beit HaMikdash are considered, Amaretz are considered normally to make Kalim Tameh, but on the Chagim they're considered Chaverim, so they don't make them Tameh during the Chagim, but retroactively after the Chag's over, the Kalim do become Tameh, so you have to tovel them and clean them. And so this mission is discussing how that's done. So, Ketzad Mavrim Al Taharat Azara. So, what's the process for removing, in order to purify the Kalim of the Beit HaMikdash? Mitablim Et HaKalim Shayu B'Mikdash. So you just tovel the Kalim that are in the Beit HaMikdash. Ba'omrim lahem, hizharu shalot sig'u b'chan u'b'minara utetam uhu. And so so there's a problem with the shulchan and the menorah, that they're not supposed to be moved, and so specifically the shulchan. So the shulchan you don't want to become tameh, so that you don't have to remove it in order to tovel it. And so the kohanim announce to the kohanim who are Amma Aretz before they come into work in the Beit HaMikdash that they shouldn't, they should be careful not to touch the shulchan and therefore make it tameh. So they make that announcement. Kol hakelim shayu b'mikdash yesh lahem shniim u'shlishim she'im nitme'u harishonim yaviu shniim tachtehem. So all the kelim in the Beit HaMikdash, they have a second and third backup, and if the first ones become tameh, they bring in the second ones to replace them. Kol hakelim shayu b'mikdash te'unin tevila chutz mimizbeach hazahav mimizbeach hanechoshet mipnei shehen kekarka divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So all the kelim and the Beit HaMikdash need to tovel them, except for the mizbeach zahav and the mizbeach hanechoshet, because they're considered like the earth, according. And this is the words of Rabbi Eliezer. And so you don't things. The earth doesn't become tameh, and so things that are kikarka, they do not become tameh either. So you don't need to tovel them. The chachamim amrim mipnei shehem mitzukim, and the chachamim disagree, and they say that because they're covered in metal, they do become tameh, and so you do need to tovel them. Mizbeach zahav and mizbeach nefoshet. Hadran alan alach seder moed, v'hadrach alan datan alach seder moed, v'datach alan. Lo nis neshe minach seder moed, v'lo nis neshe minan. Lo ba'alma ha'adin, v'lo ba'alma deite. Hadran alach seder moed, v'hadrach alan datan alach seder moed, v'datach alan. Lo nis neshe minach seder moed, v'lo nis neshe minan. Lo ba'alma ha'adin, v'lo ba'alma deite. Hadran alach seder moed v'hadrach alan datan alach seder moed v'datach alan lo nis neshe manach seder moed v'lo nis neshe minan lo ba'alma aden v'lo ba'alma dite. Harav na adonai lehenu es divrei torascha b'finu b'fiyos b'fi amcha b'Yisrael b'niyeh kulanu v'anachnu v'tzatzeinu v'tzatzei tzatzeinu v'tzatzei amcha b'Yisrael kulanu dei shemecha v'lom dei torascha l'shma v'oivai tach tachag Nini mitzvosecha ki lolam hili yili bi samim bechukecha l'man lo ne'evosh l'olam lo eshchach pikudecha kivan chi sani baruch ata Adonai lamdeni chukecha amen amen sel v'ed ma'adeni v'necha Adonai l'hai v'loi v'sai shesham tachol ki v'yoshvei v'es המדרש ולא שם תח על כי מיושבי קרנו שאני משכים והם משכימים ואני משכים לדברי תורה והם משכימים לדברי תהלים אני אומר והם המילים אני אומר מקבל שכר והם המילים ואין מקבלים שכר אני רץ והם רצים אני רץ לחיי עולם הבא והם רצים לבאר שחת שנאמר ואתה אלוהים תורידים לבאר שחת אנשי דמים ומרימה לא יחצו ימיהם ואני אבטח בך ירצה מתונך אדוני אלוהי ואלוהי אבסי כשם שעזרתני לסיים סדר מועד כן תעזרני להשחיל סדרים אחרים ולסיימם ללמוד וללמד מתוך הרחבה לשמור לעשות ולקיים אז כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה וזכוס כל התעניים ותלמידי חכמים הנזכרים בסדר מועד וכל הספרים שלמדתי יעמוד לי ולזרעי ולזרע זרעי שלא סמוש התורה הקדושה מפי ומפי זרעי וזרע זרעי מעטב עד עולם וקיים בי מקרא שכסוף ויסהלך לך תנחה אוסך ושכך תשמור עליך והקיצוסה היא תשחקה כי וירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנוס חיים אורך ימים ומנה ושמורה ואשר וכבוד אדוני עוז ומה יתן אדוני ברך תמוד השלום וסקידה שמי הבא
אמן
להסיק להצחדתה ולאחיה מסייה ולהסקה ואסכון לחיי עולמה ומבנה קרתה דירשלם ולשכללה אכלה בגאווה ומעקר פלחנה ולאה מן הרע ולהסבה פלחנה דיר שמיה לעשרי ויליך קדושה בריחו ומלכוסי ויקרה ויזנח וגנה ויקרה ושפה ויכון וימתון וחיי בכל בישראל בעגלה וזמן קריג ומאמן יש מהר בן ברך ולן ולנה מיה יסברך ושתברך 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 שמי קדושה בריחו ולן ממך וברך עשה ושירי עשה ושבחה עשה ונחמה עשה ונמרן ועמה ומרן ישראל ועל רבנן ועל תמידי הון ועל כל תמידי תמידי הון ועל כל מהן ולהזכיר ולהסכים ולהרסה כי ועשרה וקדישה הדין ודי וכל עשר ועשר גהי ועון ולכון שלמה ורבה חינה וחיסה ורחנין וחיים וחריכים וזוני וביחי וקנה מן קדם ובהון כי בשמיה ואימרו אמן יש לומר ורבה מן שמיה וחיים טובים על אמן ועל כל ישראל ואימרו אמן עושה שלום ורמה והוא יעשה שלום ורמה ועל כל ישראל ואימרו אמן
So we always start the next thing you're going to be learning after the Siyum.
And I'll be starting Seder Moed again at the suggestion of Rav Shai. Yitziyut HaShabbat Shtayim Shehen Arba Bifnim U'Shtayim Shehem Arba Bachutz. And so we're talking about you're not allowed to transfer on Shabbos from Rishut HaRabim to Rishut HaYachid and vice versa. And so according to the Torah, there's two Yitzers of Yitziyut in both directions, but it becomes four when you add on the rabbi's restrictions.
So B'zat Hashem, we'll have a... Rav Nelson will give a short Torah now, and then we'll dance after. So everyone come close to listen.
To make a siyum, every siyum,
that the Siyum began that it's no good to be in the Ma'oret. So I hope everyone takes it to heart, not to be in the Ma'oret, to be a Talmid Chacham. And the Talmid that will be big, we all Talmid Chacham. It's only a good thing to make a Siyum. But now before Rosh Hashanah, it's more it's a special meaning, because what do we do in Rosh Hashanah? We have to show Kosh Boko. He knows we don't have to show, but to have something to show. What did we do last year? Now that he will give us a new year, he will want us to continue in this world. So everyone has his mitzvahs which he had done during the year, but one without the whole Seder has certainly something to show Kosh Baruch Hu. Ben Yisroel, my adult Seder Moed, help me to go others for him, give me Tzibuch Simitri in order that I'll be able to go other Masechtas for him, Masechtas, everything. And it's a good chance for Rosh Hashanah. May Rosh Hashanah bless you, that we always learn and have the children and the grandchildren all spend it here, and everyone of us will be all with the Chachom, and the Tere. And the Rosh Hashira v'dev nachas, everyone v'dev nachas, because of Hashem, Tzibuch Simatera, v'dev
nachas.
Amen.
Hasta.
Hasta. Hasta. Hasta. Hasta. Hasta. Amen.